Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel found in Matthew chapter 15. She, the Canaanite woman, said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly. This is God's word. There's a lot of stereotypes that exist about us Lutherans. I remember one time when my family and I went to see Christian comedian Tim Hawkins. If you haven't listened to him, find him on YouTube. He's hilarious. We saw a show that he was doing, and he said at the beginning of the show, "What kind of Christians we got here?" And people were yelling out, you know, "Baptists, you know, E-Free, Methodist." And it was actually Heather who yelled out, "Lutherans." And he stood on the stage and went, because there's a stereotype that we as Lutherans don't get real emotional and work out. Something about being German, I think. I know that we're not all German. But us in the Missouri Synod especially, we have German roots. And you don't think overwhelming emotion when you think Germanic people. You think, no, steady, dependable. I know that's how a lot of you like church routine. Same thing, week in and week out. You know what to count on. I'm the same way too. I get that. We have a hard time, it would seem, expressing emotion. That's not a bad thing, because faith isn't dependent on emotions. Faith is an objective thing that Jesus died for you, whether you're excited about it or not. The Holy Spirit works through God's word, whether you're excited about it or not. So when you leave the service today, you can all say, boy, the Holy Spirit was really at work in that place, not because of how you felt, but because of the word. You can depend on it. It's there. But I think we could all learn to get a little more riled up. Here's what I mean by that. Jacob wrestled with God. Now that's bizarre. Jacob wrestled with God. We're going to come back to that story. And even more bizarre than that, I would give to you, is this Canaanite woman in the gospel. Now, she's a Canaanite. She's not an Israelite. But she is one smart Canaanite. She calls out, "Jesus, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." How does she know to call him Son of David? David wasn't king of the Canaanites. He was king in Israel. She knows something about this Jesus. She's done her homework. And then, even after Jesus calls her a dog, she continues to press him for what she wants. Boy, all of us can learn from this Canaanite woman today. And the reason I make the generalizations about Lutherans, and obviously, as a Lutheran pastor, you guys who know me know I'm all about Lutheran identity and not forsaking that. But you want to know one thing we are not good at? Praying. We are weak prayers, and I include myself in that. We have very little confidence when we pray to God that he's going to give us what we ask. And I'm not saying that's all of you. I'm certainly some of you know how to pray and trust in God that he will give good things. But I don't think we're accustomed to doing that. We don't pray with the confidence that God will be merciful and that we should expect that from him. Let's go back to Jacob wrestling with God. He's wrestling with this man. He's had a falling out with his brother. He had a falling out with his uncle. Everyone in the world is against Jacob right now, it would seem. And he's wrestling with a man that we later learn is God. Probably Jesus prior to the incarnation. He's wrestling with God. And this man, God, says, let me go. It's daybreak. And look at what Jacob says. Jacob, who's had everything fall apart in his life, he says, I will not let you go until you bless me. Wow, that's a bold way to speak to God. We're not used to speaking to God like that, are we? That's what I mean about being bold in prayer. I will not let you go until you bless me. Jacob, for all his faults, and he's made a lot of mistakes along the way throughout the book of Genesis, he understands that his God, the God of his grandfather Abraham, the God of his father Isaac, he is the God who blesses people. And Jacob is not leaving that place until his God blesses him. He's going to take from God what is his. The Canaanite woman as well. She's learned along the way, somehow, probably through word of mouth, because word had been getting around the ancient world about this Jesus who went around performing works of mercy. She sees Jesus, and she is not leaving there until she gets mercy. Why did Jesus call her a dog? Well, what he spoke was true. He did come to Israel. He did come to fulfill the promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why he came. But the Canaanite woman knew, trusted, that even a crumb of God's mercy was more than enough to send the demon that possessed her daughter scurrying away. All she needed was just a crumb of mercy from Jesus Christ, and that would be enough. And she was not leaving until she got it. What amazing boldness on display by both Jacob and this Canaanite woman. Both of them understand that God is merciful. That is who he is. That Jesus gives mercy. That's who he is. And so they expect it from him. They take it from him. They know that when they encounter God, when they encounter Jesus, one should expect blessing and mercy. I think when we pray, we're too often tempted to think of ourselves as little peons, little ants scurrying around in this world, and God is the big guy with the boot who could just step on us all and end it. And I get that. Life can be overwhelming. The problems of this world can be a struggle, and they just feel like they're going to crush you. But I would challenge you today to think of yourself like Jacob, locked in struggle with God. Not as a little ant about to be crushed by a big boot, but rather as someone with whom you engage in struggle. Because it is a struggle to live as God's people. We don't understand why he does what he does. We don't understand how he's working day to day in our lives. We don't understand how this loving, merciful God can be allowing X, Y, and Z to happen. And you can fill in the blank there with whatever you want. It is a struggle to live as God's children, because God's children are sinful. God's children are incapable of seeing the big picture, seeing how the heavenly loving Father is working through all things. And so we struggle. Any of you who are parents can relate to having struggle with your children, where your children are unable to see the big picture you want them to see, when they're unable to see that you love them and care for them and are giving them the best of what they need. It is no different for you and I as God's children. And that is what we are. We are not just peons, little ants scurrying around whom God wants to crush. We are not dogs eating from underneath the table of our master. We are God's children. And he is a father, the father, the heavenly father, who loves us to the point of giving his son into death. He gives his son into death, Jesus, our brother, so that we would be his children. You see, Jesus did come to the children of the house of Israel. And that is us. We are Israel. Sons and daughters of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, through faith in Jesus Christ, brought into the family of God's people. You are not a dog eating crumbs from under the table, and neither was the Canaanite woman. She knew that Jesus was merciful, Jesus was loving, and Jesus was powerful. And I invite each and every one of you today to remember the same thing and pray accordingly. Pray as though you are God's child who without fear approaches his throne and says, Father, show me mercy. Father, give me your blessing. Because I know that's who you are, Father, the Father who blesses and shows mercy to his children. Take blessing and mercy from your Father because it's yours. It belongs to you. He has promised that's who he is. Our intro it this morning. Now, you've probably noticed on the cover of the bulletin these funny Latin names. During Advent we had them. We had them during Lent as well. Last Sunday was Invocabit. This week is Reminiscere. These are Latin words that come from the first line of the introit. So if you were to look back in your bulletin on the page that has the introit, I don't remember off the top of my head which page number it is, page 4. The first line, the first word we say in that intro, it, remember. Reminiscere is Latin for remember. Think of the word reminisce. Today is Remember Sunday. But I want you to notice who's being called upon to remember in the beginning of our intro. It's not you. Or me. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love. It is Remember Sunday because we call on God to remember that he is merciful and a God who blesses us. And we ask God to be true to who he is, to pour out on us blessing and mercy and love and compassion and forgiveness and salvation. That is who he is. That is who Jesus is. Pray accordingly. Take from God what is yours. He will always be the God who shows you blessing and mercy. He can be nothing else. That is how we should pray. We pray expecting good things from our Father. We pray expecting mercy. Like Jacob expected it from God, like the Canaanite woman expected it from Jesus. O God, be who you have promised to be. Be merciful, be loving, be forgiving, as you have through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Today we will come forward to receive what by earthly appearances is nothing more than a crumb. A piece of bread about this big, a drink of wine from a cup, seems like crumbs, but it is all of God's mercy in Jesus Christ. It is all of Jesus given for you. His life, his body, his blood shed, poured out for you, all of himself, because he is mercy and he can be nothing but mercy. And even when we struggle, when we question how God is working in our lives, when we're praying for healing but it doesn't come, when we're praying for restoration but it doesn't seem to be coming, when we're praying for God to lift our struggles but they seem to grow instead, through all of it, God is mercy. And God grant that we would always take from God the mercy he wants us to have. He will be nothing else. That's his promise. Remember it on this Remember Sunday. But remember also that you can call on God to remember his mercy as well. That's ultimately, at the end of the day, what prayer is. Calling upon God to be who God is. To do God things for you. Love, mercy, compassion, salvation, all through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.